This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. In this philosophical discussion, we take a look at one of the major contradictions in the philosophy of the left, and that is they preach love and inclusiveness, but in order to be part of their demands for obedience and their inclusiveness, you have to hate yourself if you have white skin. This is actually being taught now, that if you're born with white skin, that you're defective. There's something wrong with you. It's called white privilege. You're called a racist merely because of the color of your skin. That is such a major contradiction that it repudiates the entire narrative of the left of inclusiveness. This was even institutionalized recently at Google. We've learned shocking details from the class action lawsuit filed by former Google employee James Damore, whose lawsuit, it's just shocking. It describes a cult-like left-wing environment where people who were white or heterosexual or male or Christians or who had conservative beliefs were ganged up on, were verbally berated, that it became almost an indoctrination brainwashing camp. Anyone who was conservative was attacked and smeared and even blacklisted from promotions. And at the same time, Google was promoting weird, like pervert sex parties. They promoted furries, you know, where people dress up like furry animals. They were all pro transgenderism and LGBT. And as long as you were part of that left-wing cult, you got promotions at Google. But who they left behind was anyone with white skin color. And they also discriminated against Asians, too, because Asians are apparently so good at technology that there were so many Asians inside Google that they became a majority. So Google had to start discriminating against them as well. Basically, Google wanted people who were not white and not Asian to come in and take over. And you had to be pro-gay, transgender, lesbian, maybe, who knows, maybe even pedophilia, because that's sort of the continuation of the spectrum of weirdness that the left has become today. Now, look back at the civil rights movement, which I strongly supported, by the way. I mean, I wasn't alive during the beginnings of the civil rights movement, but looking back at history, I strongly support it. And I think that Martin Luther King Jr., one of the things he said, of course, his most famous quote, is that you can't judge people by the color of their skin, but rather by the content of their character. Well, what is Google doing today? Judging people by the color of their skin. What is the left doing today? Judging people by the color of their skin. In fact, the left is teaching you to hate yourself if you have white skin. And so we now have an astonishing phenomenon, which is that white people have now invested on the left, they've invested in such self-loathing that they will actually censor themselves or call for punishments for themselves. They'll be talking to somebody, let's say a black person, and then in the middle of their conversation, and some of this came out in the Google lawsuit as well, they'll say in the middle of the conversation, "Oh, I just realized I was white-splaining. I apologize for white-splaining. I'll try not to white-splain to you." Do you know what white-splaining is? It's apparently talking to a black person from the point of view of a white person. Now, you never hear the term black-splaining, but there is also mansplaining because, of course, men are evil to the left, just like white people are evil to the left. So there's mansplaining, which is when men try to explain things to women, like how to change a door lock, because, let's be honest, you know, not a lot of women know how to change door locks. Some do, and they're pretty awesome, but that tends to be the man's job around the house. So, and that, by the way, what I just said there, that's mansplaining to the left. That is an example of mansplaining. Okay, you remove the screws holding the lock in, and then you line up. You know, you remove the old lock, you line up the new lock, you put in the new screws. That's called mansplaining. So now you are vilified for being white. You're vilified for having mechanical knowledge that somebody else doesn't have. You're vilified for being heterosexual. This is also true in Google, where if you're heterosexual, you're considered weird or conservative. Or, for God's sake, if you're a Christian, oh my God, if you're a Christian, then they hate you even more. Never mind the fact that Jesus Christ was a Middle Eastern person. Right? Right? I mean, by definition, have you read the Bible? Do you see the geography there? Jordan and modern-day Syria, modern-day Iraq and Egypt and everything. It's all Middle Eastern people. Well, why doesn't the left love Middle Eastern gurus? Well, they do, unless their name is Jesus Christ, and then they hate that Middle Eastern person. I mean, it's just, there's so many contradictions. It's just sickening. So to be embraced in the so-called inclusiveness of the left, you have to absolutely hate yourself if you look at your skin and you notice that your skin does not have dark pigmentation. You are born defective. That's the new narrative of the insane, deranged left. And that's why I've launched the website leftcult.com. Check it out, leftcult.com. We cover all the cultism of the left every day. You know, it's become apparent now that we're dealing with an actual cult. I mean, this lawsuit against Google is really showing, it's putting on parade the insane cultism, the demands for obedience. For example, did you know that if there's a conservative that is identified and outed inside Google culture, they're not only banned from any kind of advancement inside Google, they're also banned from working for any other companies that Google has influence over. That came out in the lawsuit. It's like, oh, you're not just banned from Google, you're banned from everybody in the tech industry in Silicon Valley. Because these people are tyrants. These radical left-wing corporate executives, they're absolute totalitarians. They believe that conservatives have no right to exist, period. They believe that those who believe in the Bible have no right to exist. They believe that white people should be eliminated from the planet, actual genocide. This is what they teach and preach and practice. And that's why then on the extreme left, you see Antifa, which is openly called for murdering white people. And you have other groups on the left, like Red Knights, I think, is a group in Austin. There's others, By Any Means Necessary, I think, is another group that just openly call for mass murdering white people. Now, why does all this matter? Because if you look at every cultural revolution in history, what preceded the violence was the language, the talking, the riling up of hatred, the use of calling for executions and violence in the pop culture. That always preceded the actual violence. So what we are witnessing here today is a run-up to actual violence where the left intends to go nationwide murdering people based on the color of their skin. Think the inverse of South Africa. In South Africa, there was a white regime that killed and oppressed many black people under apartheid. What the left wants in America today is a non-white regime that mass murders and oppresses all white people because of the color of their skin. That is what Google is trying to put in place. Same at Twitter, same at YouTube, same at Facebook. All these tech giants are the same. And this is reflected throughout the media and the lawmakers themselves on the left. Democrats are actually pushing a narrative that is a run-up to an attempted mass genocide of people based on the color of their skin. They're going to look at you and say, you're white, you have to die. And look at the insanity of like Maxine Waters. She talks like this all the time. That woman is absolutely insane. But, you know, just saying that, you'll be accused of being a racist because she has dark skin. But if you say that Donald Trump is insane, oh, that's totally okay because he has white skin. Well, never mind the fact that technically there really aren't white people. There are people whose ancestors were immigrants from European countries like Spain. Are Spanish people white people, or are they Spanish? Are Italian people white people, or are they Italian? The average leftist can't even define what is a white person. Someone with white skin? Well, maybe they came from Italy. Maybe they came from Spain. Why do you judge people by the color of their skin? That's the whole point here. They're judging people by the color of their skin and calling for them to be silenced, oppressed, censored, or even in some cases, executed, wiped off the planet, exterminated. That's what the left actually wants. So I urge you to stay informed on this, because if this continues, this is going to lead to a massive attempted nationwide slaughter of white people and Christians in America, no less. That's where it's headed. So I want you to be informed. Read leftcult.com. I cover a little bit of this on naturalnews.com, but there's a lot more at leftcult.com. And also, of course, listen to my podcast, healthrangerreport.com, and get ready, folks. You better take steps for your self-defense. Seriously, you better get ready, because one spark is all that's necessary to set this thing off. And they will attempt an overthrow, and they will attempt genocide in America. That's how insane they are. The left has become a dangerous, mindless cult. A bunch of zombie, human, biological robot zombies who are obedient to these hateful, evil narratives rooted in extermination and genocide, racism, and bigotry. And they do it all in the name of what? Tolerance and inclusiveness and love. Because love wins. Unless they're butchering you with a machete. In that case, the left wins. In that case, Antifa wins. So don't let them do that. Get prepared. You better take this seriously. Thanks for listening, and be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.